Secretary of Police take the roll?
Representative Jewell.
Here.
Vice Chair Masick.
Here.
Representative Barnes. Representative Morgan. Representative Harris.
Here.
Representative Whitaker. Representative Kapsner. Co-Chair Sanders.
Here.
And Co-Chair Ogun.
Here. We have before us today House Joint Resolution Number 11. We apparently don't have anybody signed up to testify. We have the bill sponsor here. Just for the information of the committee, I intend to hold this over till next week and pass it out maybe after a real short, when we come back from the Energy Council, there's some issues we'd like to discuss on this with at the Energy Council with some members in Congress. I intend to pass it out then, but I thought we had it noticed today and it would be appropriate if we had people lined up to testify and whatnot. I didn't want to mess up their schedule, so we're going to go ahead and have the hearing today, and I don't intend to have public testimony on it after this unless there's some kind of an overwhelming thing from the public. Anyway, without further ado, would the former speaker please grace us with your presence?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for scheduling the bill today, and thanks to the committee for hearing it. The UNWAR resolution is a resolution that's been before this body for many, many years, every year that I've been in the legislature, and it's imperative that Alaska keep its focus on opening UNWAR. We don't have a current resolution for this legislative session. That's why I put it in now. And although we all know that the disposition before the president and the vice president will not get us very far, I think it's crucial that we keep the UNWAR message out before Congress. We have a lot of brand new Congress members that aren't familiar with UNWAR. Seeing this resolution coming from the state of Alaska and the legislature of Alaska is critical to our success eventually. So it's the same resolution that we've had in years past. There's always been overwhelming support from all segments of the state for this, and I would encourage the members to support it.
Thank you. Is there any questions from the committee for Representative Phillips? Go ahead, Representative Harris.
Representative Phillips, is there any reason why the chair said we're not going to pass this out today, but is there any reason why we should have this passed before you all go back to Washington, D.C.?
No.
Is there any reason for that?
No. We do have the last resolution on file in Washington, D.C., and we'll be fine with that.
I just wanted to make sure, Sheriff and me, that we make sure we send a strong message there that we're all committed to it. So, thank you.
Good question. Any other questions? Representative Vice Chairman Massett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Phillips, I know today we had a little bit of discussion on the floor regarding the Energy Council and things that have gone on, and it was really great to see the council get behind Alaska's efforts. And what other steps do you foresee as far as when you go back down there to Washington?
Arctic Power, which is the Alaskan organization that manages our UNWAR campaign, have sent out invitations to the legislators that are going to Energy Council asking us to contribute our time while we're there to go and meet with some of the new congressional offices, and I think we will be doing that. In the past, when we came very close at the one time, and when we did get the UNWAR resolution passed through the House of Representatives, that whole summer we spent on mission trips going to the various states and also meeting with the various Congress people, especially those new Congress people, and we will continue that. I think that's one of the best things that the Alaska legislative body can do, is meeting one-on-one with the new congressional people, but also with the existing, or the people that are in office, and just reaffirming our commitment and our position on UNWAR.
Mr. Chairman, I fully support the mission that is set out before the body and our delegation as far as working and trying to get a better understanding and education to those people down in the lower 48 as to how important it is for this state to pursue and continue with these steps, and I see it as a very positive measure, and just want to commend our delegation that is going forward, and that I would like to put on record that I fully support this resolution.
And I think in this case, it's one that's not just something on behalf of the United of Alaska, but when you consider that 25% of the daily production of oil in the United States comes from the North Slope, and that production figure will be growing as we decline imports from other nations, I think it's critical for the United States to take this into consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. And the Chair notes that Representative Barnes will join us. Representative Jewell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm really glad to see this resolution move forward. I find it a bit ironic that on one hand, with the passage of the Alaska Claim Settlement Act, one of the reasons being for the passage of that particular piece of legislation is to allow communities to develop resources on one hand, and then we have the same source on the other hand saying, but you can't do it. And during the campaign season, I had an opportunity to finally visit the community of Taktovik, and just to, you know, where the land selections are, that community is not able to even begin to do anything. And there's a real point of frustration because they do want to become more economically viable, provide jobs for their shareholders, and maybe enjoy some of the benefits of enterprise and being able to see this develop. And because of its current status and the attitude of the current administration, it is not something that's going anywhere. So I'm really glad, and I hope that as you travel back to Washington, D.C., whoever's going back there, that even though this current resolution will not be accompanying you, that I do know that it is the wish of the people who are most profoundly impacted. Those people in North are very much in support of this resolution. So I hope that message gets carried.
It will.
Thank you, Representative Jewell. I'll give you my ticket if you want to go. You're an effective voice there.
I know.
Yep.
And I'll help take up a collection to pay for his food.
On the one point, Representative Phillips, of lobbying the new congressman, I know I've been working with the director of Arctic Power Cam too, and I'm going to be participating in some of those. I think maybe nine of us isn't enough to go back there and cover everybody, but we'll do the best we can.
And if I could just expound on that a little, when we do get to the position that we don't have the current administration blocking the opening of ANWR anymore, it's going to take a concerted effort by all the legislators to get the message across.
Well, is there anybody in the audience who would wish to testify on this? There's no other questions from the committee members.
You ready for a motion?
I'm going to hold the bill over till next week.
Why?
Brief at ease.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, what I would like to do is, instead of the Resources Committee dealing with the CS oil and gas that we have before us, I move that the Resources Committee adopt H.J.R. 11, endorsing ANWR, the original bill, rather than the CS, and ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection to that? Any discussion? Hearing no objection, we adopted that one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move H.J.R. 11, oil and gas, for the accompanying fiscal notes on the committee with individual recommendations. And it's no fiscal impact.
Representative Jewell.
Excuse me if I might. It's not by way of objection, but I'm just wondering if there was anybody on teleconference, whether or not, and whether you would ask, because I didn't hear.
Okay. It was my understanding that we didn't have anybody on teleconference, but is there anybody on teleconference to testify?
I'm calling right now, so I don't have that.
Okay. All right, while we're... Apparently, there was a technical problem. I was led to believe there was no one in the helicopter, but we don't know. Okay.
Well, since we don't know, it's...
Okay, we don't know, we're going to move it. By golly.
Well, I ask unanimous consent.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, CS for... No, House Joint Resolution Number 11, the original version before is amended in oil and gas, is moved from this committee with individual recommendations.
Mr. Chairman, let me say it again. HJR, whatever the number was, number 11, the original bill is what we're moving from the committee. HJR 11, original bill.
State it correctly for the record.
Right.
So, okay. With that, I'll turn the gavel over to my co-chairman.
What did oil and gas?
That, we want to move right along and get into Senate Bill 12 here. Senator Mackey is here, and he has some time constraints, so let's do it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dale, can you join me?
Sure.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, there's one thing I missed about the House. That's you.
I like her style. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate you taking this up right away and taking the time of the committee to hear Senate Bill 12. Actually, I, as a sponsor of Senate Bill 12, Representative Phillips has carried this issue the last couple of years, and it passed both bodies last year, her bill, but unfortunately there were things in the last few minutes of the session that didn't allow some things to get passed. This was one of them. Representative Phillips asked me if I would introduce it and carry it in the Senate, which I did, and actually we were surprised it received real fast action from the Senate. It passed 20-0, and therefore it's in front of you, instead of her bill, but we continue to work together to try to see this happen. Senate Bill 12 is a result of a cooperative effort by forest users to evaluate the effectiveness and suitability of the Forest Practices Act and recommend any improvements that would strengthen the protection of Alaska's streams and water quality. In 1996, the Board of Forestry established a science and technical committee comprised of scientists from the timber, commercial fishing, and environmental communities, as well as state and federal agencies, to review and assess expressed concerns about the adequacy of the Act's protections. The committee's two-year study identified several opportunities to improve salmon habitat and water quality. A stakeholders committee then convened to incorporate these findings into the recommendations to the board. The board subsequently endorsed these recommendations and requested legislative approval of the appropriate measures. Senate Bill 12 affects only the spruce and hemlock forests in the Department of Natural Resources designated Region 1. This is the coastal area from Ketchikan to Kodiak. Under current regulations, all anadromous streams are protected, although exceptions are allowed for marginal streams. Under Senate Bill 12, we'll eliminate all exceptions and provide additional protections. As a result, the bill accomplishes several goals. Number one, it assigns a, quote, type classification that covers all streams, putting to rest concerns that some segments of anadromous streams were not included for protection. Number two, it extends the no-harvest riparian buffer zone to all anadromous fish streams relative to type. Number three, it requires the retention of low-value timber along certain tributaries where prudent, so that trees may eventually fall into streams forming natural pools downstream that are important for fish rearing. I'm pleased to sponsor this legislation that is a product of so much time, effort, and deliberation by members of the timber, fishing, and environmental communities. It's a cooperative step towards forward in the protection and wise utilization of our resources. I just wanted to point out that the forest industry is probably the primary mover behind this, and some people will ask, you know, why would the forest industry be advocating for larger buffer zones and more protection in terms of logging? And I just want to commend them, because when they went into this thing, they went in with the idea that they were going to have it be based on science. And unfortunately, a lot of times we all are faced with trying to make decisions that sometimes are more political, and the forest industry has lived up to its commitment in supporting the science that will better protect our streams, and I think we all do care about that. So I know that Mr. Phelps is here from the Forest Association and will testify, as well as the state forester and other people. I want to assure you that this is clearly a consensus bill amongst the various users of these resources, and I, Mr. Chairman, I know of no opposition to it, and certainly would encourage you to take favorable action. At this time, I wanted to ask Representative Phillips if she wanted to comment on anything I may have left out.
Thank you, Senator.
Excuse me for just one second, please.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry, your turn.
Chairman?
I wanted to note for the record that Representative Kastner, apologies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to follow up on remarks that Senator Mackey put on the table, the support on this bill was virtually unanimous in both bodies the last session and was unanimous in the Senate when the vote was taken last week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It is a consensus piece of legislation that it was developed over a great deal of work by all the parties involved, and they addressed the Area 1 first. They're going to start work now on, or have started work now on, Area 2, and eventually they will have the whole state covered as far as the looking at and reevaluating the Forest Practices Act for the entire state. This is the first part.
Any questions? Representative Barnes.
No. Mr. Chairman, that question should be off the table.
All I wanted to know, this is not just another dead trees bill, is it?
Mr. Chairman, one other thing if I could do. I forgot to mention, Jerry McCune's here. I don't know if he's here to testify on this bill, but the commercial fishing industry and members from the environmental community also have been very supportive. I didn't want to single them out, but the most commonly asked question that I get is, well, why is the forest industry pushing this so hard? And so I wanted to be able to explain that. It also has a zero fiscal note. There's in your packets, which I won't get into, are the actual maps showing the regions of areas that are affected, as well as the classifications and studies for your review. So in the interest of time, I won't go into any of those.
Representative Barnes.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if there's no opposition to this bill, then we don't need to spend a lot of time on it, do we?
I wouldn't think so. I think we give the administration an opportunity to comment here, and if maybe the industry, if they have a comment to make. But
I could just make a motion to move it.
I hope we can hold this down. I think everybody's pretty well agreed. There was no other questions from the committee of the senator or representative? Is there anyone from the administration that has anything they'd like to add? Quickly.
I will make this very brief. My name is Jeff Yonke. I'm the Director of the Division of Forestry and the Presiding Officer of the Board of Forestry, and I'm here today in support of the bill, both on behalf of the Department of Natural Resources and the Board of Forestry. Senator Mackey's done a great job of explaining the bill. I would again like to emphasize the participation in this, in the effort to try to develop this legislation. And secondly, it is a fairly carefully worded piece of legislation that has agreement, and a lot of changes to the legislation would be difficult to sustain that agreement. And with that, I will forego the rest of my discussion.
If you're stuck, and I won't move it.
I'm done.
Are there any questions of Mr. Jackie? Okay, thank you, Mr. Jackie.
Move it, Ramona. Move it.
Is there anyone from the industry who would like to say anything? Or anyone from the public?
Move the bill.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
We're starting to act like the Senate committee.
That's good.
In that case, I would entertain a motion to move the bill. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move Senate Bill Number 12, an act classifying all these things in here with individual recommendations along with the fiscal note that is attached, and ask unanimous consent.
And hearing no objection, I would say we'll pass this 8-12 from the Resource Committee. I guess we'll adjourn here.
We're done?
We're happy.
Good.
We're going to sign.